Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, guys and dolls. I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the Yvonne Latrell's podcast. I am the host, Yvonne Latrell. My co-host, Essie, is not with me for today for this terrific Thursday. He actually do not even know that I'm doing a show. I will definitely contact him when I am done with the show. I was going to do a show last night, but I was so exhausted. And the main reason for me doing the show, I just wanted to inform you all that Essie and I will be back next week. We should be back sometime next week. He has a show, as you all know, and he will be interviewing me. I think I'm getting interviewed later today on his show, either today or tomorrow. Like I said, I will be contacting him. And also, when we come back next week, he will be interviewing me on my show, this show here. And I know we were supposed to do this show, I think it was like 3 weeks, so I really just did not update you all to let you all know that we were just taking a minor break because we just have so much going on, as you all know. We also have a few people that have contacted us about some offers, so we are trying to figure some things out before agreeing and signing any contracts. We are so grateful to everyone that has been following the show, who have been letting people know about the show, for supporting the show and advertising with us. We just really want to thank you all so much for that. And also, well, speaking of advertisements, I would definitely just like to get into the advertisements real quick. Before tax season is over, you guys can contact Tax Resource Center. And I want to thank Tax Resource Center for their advertisement, their constant advertisement with us. And before tax season ends, you guys can contact Tax Resource Center. You guys can log on to www.taxresourcecenter.net. Again, their website is www.taxresourcecenter.net. And you guys can contact Noah, let Noah know that you heard about Tax Resource Center through Yvonne Latrell's podcast, and you guys will get a discount. Again, that's www.taxresourcecenter.net, and that's for advertisement. I'm so sorry, guys, about the phones. So I'm going to just send these people to voicemail. And let's see, what else do we have going on here? If you have muscle pain, joint pain, there is a product. It's called Relieve and Relax. You guys can go to their website. It's relieveandrelax.com. Again, this is for muscle pain, joint pain, any type of pain like that. You guys can, again, check out their website. It's relieveandrelax.com. Also, Dee Saunders, he have a book out. It's The Bait and Switch. It's available on Amazon. You guys should really check out his book. Again, Dee Saunders. You guys can go to Amazon.com and you can check out that book. It's The Bait and Switch. It's available on Amazon. So, and with that being said, guys, please remember, if you would like to be a guest on the show, if you have a show idea, or if you would just like to advertise with us, you guys can contact us through email or text. And please remember, when you text us, let it be for business only. So if you want to be a guest, if you want to be a guest, we're so cool. We're so super cool. We would love for anyone to be a guest on the show. If you have any show ideas, please. Essie and I aren't looking to date anyone. Well, I'm going to just take that back because I'm actually dating, but we're not looking for anyone to just contact us on the show through text message about dating. So, but anyways, the number for the show, oh gosh, guys, I have so much going on here. Okay, so the number to the show, if you guys want to call us live, it's 563-999-3548. Again, that number to reach us is 563-999-3548. And that's to call the show up here. Like if you guys want to call in now, feel free to call now. I'm live right now. So remember, some of you are following us like on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere where you prefer your podcast. So, and that's cool, but if you want to catch a live show, like right now, I'm live on the air, you guys can call in right now, and that number is 563-999-3548. And also, like I said, please feel free to text us. It doesn't matter, like even if it's a situation or issue, we answer our emails, we answer the text messages. If you're going through anything and you want advice, oh my gosh, we would just definitely love to help anyone out with any type of advice that you may need, and that number is to text us, is 305-204-3371. Again, that number is 305-204-3371. So feel free to shoot us a text anytime, and we will help you out however we can. So do not hesitate, please. Text us, like I said, with any show ideas, if you want to be a guest or whatever, feel free to shoot us a text at that number. Now, you can't get through to that number. If you call us, we will, it's going to go straight to voicemail, and that's only because we have so many calls. So we do not call out either. So I just have it set where you guys could either leave us a message or a text message, and we definitely will respond. We will respond. We do see all of your messages, and I guess I'm not sure if it's next week or the week after, but we will be taking some more of your questions, and we will be answering them on the show. So again, feel free to come to us about anything. If you just want some advice from me and Essie, if you don't want your situation on the show, you can just say, I would just like a reply back, and we will definitely reply. Most likely we will try to respond. It's just that we do get a lot of messages. So, so that's that. And I'm so sorry if I seem all over the place, guys and dolls, because like I said, I was not really planning on doing a show this week, and then I just thought about it. I was like, you know, we do have people who are following us and who are always tuned into us, so it is fair. I normally put something out on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok about, hey, you know, Essie and I, we're going to cancel the show for today, or we're going to cancel for 2 weeks and we'll be back, you know, but oh my gosh, we're just like all over the place. Like I'm definitely all over the place. And Essie was really busy last night. So yesterday, let me see, we did text each other, but yesterday I think it's the only day that we was not really communicating because he really had a lot of stuff going on. I had some stuff going on, but he had way more things going on than I did. And then I was just like so exhausted. And also, I normally talk about my cooking on the show. I talk about it mainly with Essie because he always want to know what did I try cooking. And so I tried the salmon croquette, but I baked them. So I'm really changing my diet. I'm changing a lot of things. So I'm so happy. I'm super excited about a lot of things that I'm doing. We also have a surprise party that we are planning for someone in the family, and oh my gosh, I probably shouldn't have said that because my family do listen to the show, so I got to make sure that particular family member does not listen to the show. Oh my gosh, but I already said it, so hopefully they won't. But so we have a lot going on, and it was actually my idea, and so one of my sisters was like, oh, well, I hope you know you have a lot to do. Within a few days, she was like, oh my gosh, you got it done, because I contacted this person and that person. Oh my gosh, so many people is involved, and I'm so happy, I'm so excited about this. So I'm also busy with that, because you know I do have a family life, I do have a personal life, and yes, I am dating. And oh my gosh, you guys are going to be so shocked about our dating show, because I know we've been saying that since last year, but that is definitely coming. And I'm just dating, you know, there's nothing serious going on at the moment, but I am just dating. I'm open to dating, but you know, it just, I'm not rushing into like any bedroom action. And for people that don't know what dating is going to the movies. Dating is going out. Dating does not mean having sex with someone. It means exactly what it sounds like. You're just dating. You're having a good time. So let's see. Okay, so the show for today is date people your own age. You know, speaking of dating, so yeah, you want to date people your own age. And what happened was, Essie and I, we came up with this topic before, and let me pull up my chart, which I should have had already together. So a lot of people have probably heard about Drea Michelle, allegedly, but this is basically, it's basically have been confirmed that Drea Michelle, she's 39, and she's under fire after announcing her pregnancy with NBA star Jalen Green, who's 22 years old, and she claps back at Raising Kanan star London Brown and some fans who have criticized her relationship. The world has taken issue with Drea Michelle, the fact that she's 39. I'm not sure if she's 38 or 39, you know, different articles that I've seen, but, you know, 38 or 39, and that she's pregnant by, like I said, NBA player Jalen Green. Drea has two sons from a previous relationship, and one of her sons is around Jalen's age. I don't know about the other one. I know they said, I believe, allegedly, I'm just going to stick with allegedly, she has a son that's 21. So someone did say, we have to teach our young men to be careful out here, that Drea reset her back for 18 years with child support hustle. So Drea took to Instagram, I believe it was, and she said, I feel like I'm at the bottom of a pile of heavy humans. Most hours of the day, I feel I am struggling to breathe. So if you guys have seen this or heard this and even looked at the comments, because I did pull up some of the comments, there was someone that said, this shit is disgusting. Let the roles have been reversed and it would be a 40-year-old man, y'all would crucify that nigga. And remember, this is just a comment that I've seen. And let me see. Okay, so someone else said, having a baby by a 22-year-old when your son is 21 is just nasty work. And let me see. Okay, so someone else said, how do you as a mother with a 20-year-old feel comfortable getting naked in front of a 22-year-old when you have a son that's 21? So basically, I agree with the people that disagree with the situation, because people always feel like, oh, okay, well, he's grown or she's grown. And that's the thing. These kids, basically, they are kids. Like, if you're old enough to be a parent to these young adults, leave them alone. Let them find someone their own age. I find it just really disgusting myself. I don't care if it's a older woman and a younger man, or an older man and a younger woman. The age gap should not be that huge. I mean, yeah, if you want someone a little older, okay, yeah, that's one thing, but not when they're old enough to be your parent or your grandparent. And let's just take Anna Nicole Smith. Anna Nicole married this old guy that could be her grandfather or her great-grandfather. Like, he was just like so old, disgustingly old. And it was just like, come on, you know for a fact that this girl does not love you. And I don't care what anyone says, like, you know, I did like Anna Nicole's show, but come on, I mean, just think, I don't even know how old she was at the time, so I can't say, but let's just say she was in her 20s and he was in his late 80s. Come on. Like, let's be for real. Like, I mean, this man is basically, if he's not in diapers, he's going to eventually be in diapers. And he was in his wheelchair. And I'm trying to see, like I said, I don't know if he was in diapers or not. It's possible he was. Either way, he did die. He was very old. And common sense is, someone so young is not with you because they want to spend the rest of your life with you, because your life is almost over. You have one foot already in the grave. Like, you're on your last leg, basically. So, like, don't fool yourself. These young girls, when they date these older guys, like, I mean, come on, they're just using you. They maybe for a place to stay, or because you seem stable or whatever. But I mean, it's something that is not going to last. And later on, you're going to really look like the fool that you are, thinking that someone that age really want to spend the rest of their life with you. I mean, I just find it totally disgusting. Me personally, never did I ever want someone old enough to be my father. I couldn't, like, you know, I just think that it's so disgusting to be with someone that's old enough to be my father. You know, I don't care. No, you're not my father. But the fact that you are old enough to be my father, it's disgusting. No, get someone your own age. Let me find someone my own age. The mistakes that you made when you were my age, let me make those mistakes with someone closer to my age. You've been there and you've done that. Now you're trying to go back and relive that or get it right again. No, it's creepy. It's disgusting. I just think it's really mental. I really do, most people that date someone that's young enough to be their child, I find it mental. I find it disturbing. And then you really have to look at these people and wonder, like, you know, how young would you date them? Like, yeah, you may say, oh, okay, yeah, he's 18 or she's 18, but you would probably date them if they were 16 and 15, if you could get away with it. It's just so disgusting. You know, I just really think it's so creepy. And with that being said, okay, so there was an incident here in Florida. Okay, so it's allegedly, but it's basically, you know, I seen it for myself on the news. There was a Florida middle school teacher. She was arrested for allegedly having inappropriate relationships with a student. Let's see, 38-year-old was arrested and charged with lewd and lascivious molestation as well as lascivious battery after allegedly having an inappropriate relationship with a student. The Hollywood Middle School teacher was questioned by officers after reports of Smith allegedly leading the female student into a closet and kissing her cheek and neck until she was left with what appeared to be hickeys. So this is my thing. Like, this is why I have a problem with this stuff. Okay, now this is a grown-ass woman, and she is looking at a young-ass little girl. Like, I mean, oh my gosh. Like, it's, that is really creepy. That's really disturbing. Like, oh my gosh. Like, did you guys, like, really hear what I said? Like, you can Google it. You can Google Florida middle school teacher arrested, Felicia Smith, 38. And then you guys can just, like, you can read the article yourself. And what do a 38-year-old want with a middle school student? A child. So this is what I say. You know, you have to think. Some people may say, I think it's okay, this, that, or whatever. And okay, well, then you're a pedophile. You're crazy. You're creepy. I don't care who agrees and who disagrees with me. It's so disturbing. People, you all need to date people your own age. Again, if you are in your 20s, and I just recently had a conversation like this with someone that I know who said that they were dating someone young enough to be their child. And this was a woman in her 40s who said that she was dating someone in their 20s, and I asked her why. Like, why? No, I don't care. Who cares if they have money or whatever? These kids, this generation is crazy. Each generation is crazier and crazier and crazier because the parents are more unfit. So this is, again, so this is the thing. Like, again, I just really want you all to think about it. If you don't agree with me, it's because something is wrong with you. And I'm not saying that I'm right in every situation, because I'm not. There are some things that I would definitely say, like, oh my gosh, yeah, you're right. I'm so wrong. I'm super wrong. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. But in this situation, you are in your 40s or 50s. You are dating someone in their 20s that's young enough to be your child. You once was in your 20s, you played games with other 20-year-olds, and you made all kind of mistakes. You learn from those mistakes. Get somebody on your level who have been there, done that, and they have learned from their mistake also. But now this is the thing. When dating someone your own age, I definitely realized this. When dating someone your own age, it does not mean that you two would be on the same level as far as mentality, like, you know, where their mental is, because you can date someone the same age as you. You can date someone older than you, and their mind is really fucked up. They are, like, really fucked up in the head. So the main thing is really get into the mind of these people when you are dating these people, even if you are just having a friendship with them, because that it's so important to know where a person's mind at. So when you're dating, yes, age does matter. Age definitely does matter. I don't care what anyone says. You know, people can say, oh, age is just a number. But if someone just turned 18 and someone else just turned 90, what the hell do an 18-year-old want with a 90-year-old? You're going to be changing some adult diapers. You're going to be changing dentures, cleaning their dentures and all of that. You know, their life is going towards the end. Yours is just beginning. So that's how you have to look at that. Yours is just beginning. So age does matter. Age is not just a number. Age is wisdom, experience. So age is mistakes. So the younger you are, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to learn from here. You're going to learn from there, from this situation, from that situation. And the older you get, it's like, okay, hey, I've been here, I've done that, so I'm not going to go back to this particular situation. you understand what I'm saying. It could be a different person, but the situation is going to pretty much be the same. So what I mean by that, we're going to take me for instance. I'm 47 years old. I'm going to be 48 this year. So if I date someone that's 21 right now, just say when, you know, back in the days I dated someone and we were both in around 20, 21 or whatever. So we had our share of mistakes. You know, we made our mistakes. And now that I'm 47, I would not date someone that's 21 because even though it's a different person and I have learned from my mistakes, this person have a whole lot of learning to do, a whole lot of growing to do. So, oh my gosh, like, so some people are just really just, I don't get it. I don't know. Just some people are just really screwed up in the head, and some people don't think that they are screwed up in the head, but they are definitely screwed up in the head. So again, like I said, it's really important to get into the mind of a person when you're trying to get to know them. Because, okay, like all of the kiddie games that I played a lot of childish games, but I played childish games when I was 17, 18, 19. And the older you get, the less that you are into that. So like now at my age, the minute I see that someone is on some game shit, some bullshit, like you gotta get the fuck on. And I really mean get the fuck on, go find somebody else to play with, because it's not going to be me. I'm living my life like, oh my gosh, really like it's golden. You guys heard that? Living my life like it's golden. Yeah, living my life like it's golden. And I'm really like living a good life, like so stress-free. Oh my gosh, like I'm really a laid-back person. I like to be happy. I like to have fun or whatever. And if someone is on some bullshit, childish shit, some fucked up in the head shit, like, no, I can't. I cannot deal with someone the same age as me or older than me that still got some young, dumb, bullshit, crazy shit going on. So some people can. And if that's okay with them, then hey, that's their business. If you want drama, if you don't mind drama, then hey, you go for it. Anybody out there that's older and you want to date someone younger, go right ahead. In the end, you're going to regret it. In the end, these young crazy ass kids are going to show you what the definition of childish is. They're going to really show you the meaning. So if you don't know, you're going to find out. And it shouldn't take so many bumps and bruises like, oh, man, you know, like, oh, man, no, you already knew. But you want to be dumb. You want to be dumb and at like, hey, whatever, go right ahead. Again, like I said, you're going to regret it. So take my advice. Get into the mind of these people. It's so important. Especially before getting into the bedroom, you understand what I'm saying? Before you get into bed with these people, get into their mind. So that's where I'm at right now. And I can only date somebody who is on that level. I want somebody to be like, well, hey, you know, these women out here are crazy, Yvonne, so I got to see where your head at. They have to show me, like, they really want to know where my head at. I want somebody to make sure. They need to be trying to make sure that I'm not crazy, because I'm going to be making sure that they're not crazy. So rather they are crazy or not, that's their damn business. I'm definitely going to make sure that I'm not dealing with a psychotic, crazy idiot. No, it's just too much shit going on. You look at the news, you read the paper, you go online, it's crazy shit. And so come on, like, so hopefully you guys do take my advice. And me and Essie, like I said, we've had this conversation plenty of times, and I told him on the show when I was 16 or 17, this guy that I know, a friend of the family, he took me to school. He seen me at the bus stop, and he was asking me if I wanted to ride. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Okay. And only because I knew him. But back in the days, I used to love to ride the bus. Oh, my gosh. I used to just love to ride the bus. Sometimes I would skip school and just ride the bus all the way down to Hollywood, just looking at the beach because, you know, I'm such of a beach person. And, yeah, I just really love the beach. So, yeah, I would skip school and get on the bus and go to the beach. But, yeah, anyways, back to what I was saying. This guy, and this is for those that may have missed that particular show, this guy took me to school. And when he took me to school, I don't know if it was the second time or the third time he took me to school. When he dropped me off and I was getting ready to get out, he wanted a kiss. And I'm like, no. And then he was like, just one peck. I'm like, no. You know, I was just like so like just creeped out. Like he was probably almost, I don't know, maybe he was in his 30s already. I'm not even sure. But I'm like, no way. So then he was like, okay, well, just kiss me on the cheek. Oh, my gosh. So after that, when I seen him and he asked me if I want to ride, it's like, hey, I definitely learned my lesson. And see, you don't have to be, like, so old to learn a lesson. When I seen him again, I'm like, no, I do not need a ride. Because, no, what the fuck? I'm not kissing you in your damn mouth, because the next thing it'll be okay, hey, let me pick you up around the corner, here's my pager number or whatever, because back then beepers was out. So no way. And oh no, like I'm just thinking that he sees me as a little girl and just want to give me a ride to school. But I definitely learned my lesson, and I knew that I was not about to be laid up with this grown ass disgusting man. So, oh my gosh, I'm just, like I said, I don't know. And then I've heard of other stories where things like this happen. There was someone, I'm not sure if she would want to come on the show and tell her story. She was raped. It was in the papers when she was 9 years old. And also her father's friend tried to rape her at a young age. I think she was like 5 or 6, and he tried to put butter, like, you know, butter that goes on a toast. He tried to put butter on his penis and tried to put it in her little vagina. So I'm not sure if she would want to come on the show and tell her story, but, like, you know, I'm just so creeped out by some of these people. So, yeah, that's actually a true story. It's not like I said the name, but like I said, she did ask about coming on the show, but not for this particular topic. So I'm not sure if she would want to come on and talk about that. So anyways, that's it. That's all I have to say for that. And I guess I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I don't think I have anything else to say. Let me see. I think I've covered everything. So Essie and I will be back. And I just, again, I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show. And guys and dolls, don't forget, I cannot stress it enough. We definitely appreciate when you guys and dolls call in live and just listen. Like right now, we have some people, like people who follow me all over, they can see when I'm live or they just wait till the show come out. And anyone who wants to speak on the show while we are on here, sometimes we will take a guest if they don't get out of hand. And the thing is, if you do come on the show, there's a screen room. So I just want you all to know that if you do come on the show, most likely I will take you into the screen room, ask you who you are, and then I'll let you in. And that's sometimes. Or we would definitely have to know for a fact that it's you, because people play so many games, and like I'm up on all of these games. I'm really up on all of this, all of it. And that's it, guys and dolls. So that does it for us, or that does it for me since Essie is not here. And I want to give a shout out to Essie, and wait, is there any more shout out that I want to do? Oh my gosh, I'm just trying to think. But whatever I did not say today, I will definitely inform you guys and dolls on next week when I come back. And don't forget, I will be on SC's show. He will be interviewing me for his show, and then he will be interviewing me for this show. And we just have so much going on that sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I could use a break. I could use a break because we are working on projects. And guys, if you are interested in dating, if anyone out there is interested in dating and coming on our dating show, you guys can sign up. If you don't, email us. And I just prefer you guys to just send a text. But if you are interested in coming on the show, text the show. Text us at 305-204-3371. Again, if you are interested, if you are single and you are looking to mingle and you are mature and you are looking for someone, you guys contact us about coming on the show. 305-204-3371. Again, that number is 305-204-3371. And we will set you up to get on the show. And that's all I have to say for today, everyone. So I hope everyone is having a great day. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. The weekend is here, guys and dolls. So I have plans. I have plans, and I am happy. I hope you guys have great plans. I hope everyone is having an awesome day, a great day. I'm so happy. I'm truly so happy, and I hope everybody out there is happy as well. And again, let me just end this show with my motor mouth, because I definitely have a motor mouth. Have a good one, everyone. Bye, everybody. Later.
Your total comes out to $486.
I really want to get fit, but I'm strapped for cash to join a gym.
UFIT Gym is my go-to. They offer new strength training equipment, small group training, and affordable personal training.
That sounds awesome, but really, I'm on a tight budget.
Well, UFIT Gym memberships start as low as $2.30 a week. How much did you just spend for that coffee?
Discover UFIT Gym with cutting-edge lifting platforms, booty builders, and an array of free weights, all starting at just $2.30 per week. Visit UFIT.com to find a gym near you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.